The Entitlement Trap. How to rescue your child with a new family system of choosing, earning and ownership. Authors, Richard Eyre and Linda Eyre. Entitlement, a double-edged sword. There is a gap between being a child and being an adult, and how and when it's crossed will make all the difference in your own happiness and in that of your child. In many parts of the world, kids are forced to jump this gap too fast or too soon. Children seem never to grow up because parents do everything for them and give everything to them, which gives kids a sense of entitlement that allows them to avoid most accountability that would help them become responsible adults. And it's because of this environment of entitlement that parenting is a bigger challenge now than it's ever been. Entitlement is the best name we know for the attitude of children who think they can have, should have, and deserve whatever they want, whatever their friends have, and that they should have it now, and not have to earn it or give up anything for it. Wondering where the sense of entitlement comes from? The answer is you. Why entitlement is a trap? Entitlement really is a kid trap, because once those entitlement jaws have grabbed a child, they hold fast. It makes them feel like the whole world owes them a living and destroys the connection between effort and reward. The ownership solution. Only when children perceive ownership that they can begin to feel responsibility. So we began to understand that a sense of ownership is the antidote to entitlement. As parents, we must find reliable methods to get our children to feel the kind of that will foster responsibility and displace indulgence-based entitlement. How does one earn or gain perception of ownership of something? This is a fairly easy question for most adults to answer, because all of us have come to earn and own and value things in three basic ways. All of them, of course, involve work. By working for something, as in earning money or possessions, we gain ownership of it. By working on something, as in mastering a skill or creating a painting, we begin to feel that it belongs to us. By working with something, as in building a relationship with another person, or resolving a dispute, we come to feel ownership of it. Ownership of their own money. There is one more thing, besides traditions, that all lasting institutions have. It's an economy, or an organised way to share responsibilities and reward initiatives and excellence. If a family economy system is set up properly, it can help kids learn how to earn, save, spend and give money in ways that prevent or eliminate the attitudes of entitlement. The essence of an effective family economy is a system wherein kids can earn their own money by doing some work that goes on within and around the home. By doing this work and accepting this responsibility, children feel useful and valued within the family unit. They also learn the sacrifice of delayed gratification and the lesson of making a bad choice or running out of money. Implementation. The family economy system works best with elementary and middle school kids between the ages of 7 and early teens. Take it a step at a time and make it a thorough process involving a lot of discussions, questions and answers. Cautions. Don't create disproportionate focus on money or make your kids into little mercenaries. Make it clear to the child that the family economy applies only to a limited number of things. Explain that it's just a system to help kids have their own money to buy their own thing. Explain that it's just a training to be sure that they will know how to handle money after they leave home. Explain that there are bigger reasons for doing these things. We do our homework so that we can learn, get good grades, and get into college. We take care of our own because we all share our house. The money is just a little bonus. Ownership of their own values. The real legacy that most parents want to leave their children is the legacy of values. But trying to force them to live by your values, or manipulating them to adopt the values you think are right or best, will not work. Ultimately, your children will live by their values, and the ultimate key to successful parenting is to help them find ownership of the values that will make their lives as full and fulfilling as possible. Working together as a family on one particular value each month and then repeating the same values month by month the next year and the next is the best way to give your children a committed form of ownership of the basic values that are essential to a well-lived life. Parents who are always pointing out the values, benefit and applications can ingrain them into the mind of the child so he can grasp it on a deeper and deeper level. Enhancing your own example. The supplemental benefit of working on a value each month with your kids is that you recommit to living it yourself. Ownership of the own decisions. The sooner and more clearly we convey that notion of ownership to our children, the better the decision they will make. Building awareness. First of all, parents need to know what's going on in their children's lives. Parental awareness of what kids are doing, who they are with, and what they are watching or playing is a fundamental prerequisite to any kind of prevention or correction. Even beyond an awareness of what kids are thinking or doing, parents need to concrete ways to help their kids anticipate some of the dangers and temptations they will face and understand that they can own those choices. Ownership of their own goals. For goals to work positively in our children's lives, they have to set them for themselves. Encouraging and helping them to do so is a process that requires a lot of patience and a lot of backing off by parents. In watching and analysing parents' efforts to help their children gain ownership on their goals, we've concluded four basic keys. 1. Example. List some goals visibly on a chart and explain them with excitement and animation. 2. Timing. To work well and be motivated, goals need a natural timetable. 3. Charts. Charts can do wonders for keeping your kid aware of and focused on his self-set objectives. 4. Categories. Have a discussion with your kids about what categories they might want to set goals in. Having those goals written on the charts in front of them focuses their minds. The trick for you as a parent is to be patient. Ownership of their own education. Ownership of education is about much more than grades. Helping children love learning itself and to see education as a process of self-discovery and recognising their aptitudes and gifts so they can build on them for their college, major and their career. So your job is to help your children feel ownership of their talents, aptitudes, skills and academic performance. You can also discuss the value of your own education with your child or the hardships you've endured because of the lack thereof. Sometimes just talking with our kids about the educational course of our lives will open their eyes to what they do or do not want for their own. Going beyond ownership. Teach your children ownership, not only as the prerequisite to responsibility, but as the precursor of stewardship. Teach them ownership as children so that they can one day grow their own branches of awareness, humility, empathy, and the feeling of stewardship for children of their own.